Who should be the boss? Should you be the boss? Should I be the boss? That's a big question. Haven't you ever had a boss or seen someone who's the boss and thought, why should you be the boss? Well, to answer that question, let's go back to about 400 and something BC to Plato, famous Greek philosopher. Plato's well known for his allegory of the cave. I mean, this is a kind of turning point in philosophy. Picture the scene. Prisoners are locked in a cave. They're tied in such a way that they can only face the wall of the cave. And they can't turn their heads behind them. But all they can see are shadows on the wall of this cave. A dance of shadows. Now these shadows are cast from objects behind them. Soldiers, in fact, walking along a footpath with idols on their heads. And a great fire behind them casts these shadows on the wall. And the prisoners think that what they view is truth. They live in a world of shadows. They can't see the truth. The truth is behind them. It's out of their perception. One prisoner escapes, and he discovers the truth. Even more incredible, he escapes from the cave and is blinded by the light of the outside world. Now for Plato, the person who can see through the shadows of what we call reality into the deeper essence of things is a philosopher. The philosopher understands the form of things. For example, take this tree. You see a tree, and I see a tree, and there are many trees, but where is the treeness in trees? Where is the idea, the concept of the tree that governs all trees? And who can see that? Take a chair. You sit in a chair, you imagine a chair, but where is the chairness in the chair? And who can possibly conceive of chairness? Well, the philosopher can. The philosopher can see truth, beauty, and goodness. The philosopher can penetrate the world of the forms. And for Plato, that's who should be boss. What he calls the philosopher king. The philosopher king is someone who's wise, someone who has a proclivity for conceptual thought, who can understand the deep essence of things. And that person should be the boss for Plato. He modeled this on Sparta. The kingdom of Sparta was for Plato an example. And he thought that the soul worked that way too. He thought that the soul was a type of chariot that was pulled by horses, one horse representing desire and the other appetency. In other words, a noble horse and a foul horse. Appetency is appetite, base pleasures. And the charioteer who pulls both horses and reins them in is reason. And the pilot of your soul must be reason. The pilot of a country, the spearhead, the boss, must be someone who is reasonable, someone who is a philosopher, the philosopher king. Now, for Plato, we all have within us this ability to discover truth, beauty, and goodness. And if we undo what we think is reality and go back, we'll discover what we know deep inside, which he called a process of anamnesis, meaning to go back and discover. But only the philosopher can truly penetrate the deepest fathoms of truth. And the language of the philosopher for Plato is mathematics, which is why he put on the entrance to his academy let no one ignorant of geometry enter. For Plato, the boss needs to know maths. Mathematics being the language of the universe for Pythagoras and for Plato. By the way, Plato called his academy the Academy because it was situated near the grove of Academos, who's a famous Greek hero. So that's where the word academy comes from. Anyway, does this work when you have a philosopher king? Well, unfortunately, the answer is no. This is why. When you have the right people ruling, for Plato, it's an aristocracy. It means the rule of the rightful. But then don't manage to hold on to power, because the power hungry take over from them. And quickly, society degenerates into something called a timocracy, which is rule of the landowners. This group is then defeated by an oligarchy, which is a minority, who are in turn overthrown by the people because they wish for representation, and we get a democracy, which for Plato was a terrible idea. Democracy for Plato, awful idea. So the democracy falls apart and we get tyranny. It's unfortunate. Plato knew that the philosopher king didn't work because he went to Syracuse and tried to create a philosopher king, and it was a total disaster. So who should be boss? Well, who knows? One thing for sure is that a lot of bosses, political bosses, presidents of countries nowadays, could probably do with some mathematics, with some wisdom, and with that eternal search for truth, beauty, and goodness.